RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Coming up on the 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Austin Bechtold with you. Logan Arblaster producing behind the glass. I've moved from behind the glass to in front of the camera that you can watch us on our YouTube channel, doing great numbers there. And also, you can check us out on Twitter. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them, southhillskia.net. We have our live video posted to the very top of our Twitter. It's pinned. So you can go there, you can say hello, and you can watch the show with me and cardboard cutout Bob Pompiani here in studio. Bob looking extra dapper today, and he seems like he's glowing in the light. Here is Matt and Erie to chime in. What's going on, Matt?
Hey, how are we doing? Happy New Year.
You too.
So I'm looking at it at a macro level. I don't even care about these two games or one game because I know how it's going to finish. We know the end of the show. Look, no coaching tree. It's a shelf life. He's been there too long. Omar and Andy, I think, have done a great job. We have the 9th most cap space. We have freaking 12 picks coming up in next year's draft. I think we built depth a little bit on the defensive lines, on the offensive lines, a little bit of safety with some of the acquisitions during the season.
Yeah, I'd agree.
So all of it's in place. I think we built but the thing is, I don't understand in today's 2025 NFL that the Steelers front office and coaching staff don't understand. I get it. You have a stopgap with Aaron Rodgers. I think Aaron's great in one aspect. He shows you a little glimpse in the behind the curtain of what a field general looks like that can play and lead a football team. Now you need a guy that could do it for 10, 12 years. You need a franchise quarterback. We're talking about nothing until you get a franchise quarterback. He'll never win anything without somebody behind center, whether it's Willis is a free agent, maybe a wing and a prayer.
Malik Willis isn't a franchise quarterback, though, Matt. I don't care what Pony said about him because he's been kind of banging that drum a little bit for Malik Willis. No shot I take a risk on Malik Willis. It would basically be repeating the same cycle again like you did with Justin Fields.
I don't disagree, but I my point is that we need to find a guy, whether it's moving draft capital, whether it's moving a player. I don't know, but we can't keep going on year and year and year and just going with a stopgap, like you said, with Fields or Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this is what the end game is, and I don't understand how the Steelers think it could be 1995 and they could run the ball and play good defense and win Super Bowls. It's not going to happen. I'm looking at Matt Stafford. I'm looking at Patrick Mahomes. I'm looking at Josh Allen. I'm looking at C.J. Stroud. I mean, it goes without saying of being redundant, but it just doesn't make sense as an organization that they try to build up this all-expensive defense, by the way, that isn't all that great, and they don't invest in skill guys and quarterbacks that actually can make you, why draft Will Howard? What's the point? If you're not given any meaningful snaps to Will Howard, he's your emergency three. We'll never know how good Will Howard is.
Well, you drafted him just to be a backup. You drafted him to be an extra depth guy, backup piece, just like Mason was.
I know. It's just mind-boggling.
But your point is correct, though, Matt, and I appreciate the call because I want to dive into what the playoff picture currently looks like because Matt's point is correct, and it's one that I've pointed to a lot where look at the way the NFL has shifted. Now, sure, the Eagles won the Super Bowl last year based off of playing great defense and running the football. They also have a very legendary running back in Saquon Barkley that ran for 2,000 yards and almost broke the rushing record. If he would have played in Week 18 last year, he would have. Two very good wide receivers, Pro Bowl wide receivers, one that won a Heisman Trophy on the outside in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, a serviceable tight end in Dallas Goedert, and a very good defense with an offensive-minded head coach. Look at the playoff teams right now. They all have one thing in common. The ones that have clinched, they either have a franchise quarterback that you can consistently depend on, or they have a quarterback that there might be some questions with, or they're younger, but they have a veteran offensive head coach. Denver, some people are up and down on Bo Nix. They have Sean Payton, great offensive mind. The Patriots, Vrabel, good coach, defensive coach, but has Drake May, who I think is a franchise quarterback. Jaguars, Trevor Lawrence, high pedigree, former number one pick. Look at Liam Cohen and what he's done. He left Tampa Bay working with Baker, and now he's made Trevor Lawrence into a very good quarterback. C.J. Stroud, young, I have questions about them, but DeMeco Ryans, very good defensive coach. I do have some concerns. Chargers, Jim Harbaugh, offensive coach. With Justin Herbert, elite quarterback. Buffalo, Sean McDermott, defensive coach, but Josh Allen, best quarterback in the NFL, elite. Look at the NFC. Seattle, Sam Darnold, very good quarterback, defensive coach, yes. That might be the one exception to the rule here. Chicago, Caleb Williams, young quarterback, but Ben Johnson, he leaves the Lions, Jared Goff falls apart, the Lions don't make the playoffs, Ben Johnson was the straw that stirred the drink, he's elevating Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams is also playing a lot better, but it's young quarterback, very good offensive coach. Philadelphia.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Jalen Hurts has his limitations. Sirianni, offensive coach. Things around him, they've elevated it. Same thing with the Rams. Stafford, older quarterback, but an MVP candidate. Sean McVay, maybe the best offensive mind in all of football. San Francisco, Brock Purdy. You get what I'm saying here. Has his limitations. But Kyle Shanahan has brought so much out of him. Jordan Love, good quarterback, has LaFleur, offensive coach. Look at the entire NFC. Outside of Seattle, every team that will make the playoffs in the NFC has an offensive-minded head coach. every team in the AFC outside of New England, Houston, and Buffalo, where New England has a franchise quarterback that might win the MVP. Buffalo has the guy that won the MVP a year ago, and Houston has a really good defense, plays in a crappy division, but CJ Stroud is a serviceable quarterback, maybe even better than that. I might be underselling it. That's the common denominator. And who are the teams that haven't clinched? Tampa Bay and Carolina, the Steelers and the Ravens. Questions at the head coaching spot for the Steelers and Baltimore. Questions at quarterback for the Steelers. What's Lamar's future in Baltimore? I mean, injuries have been a big part of it. And look at Tampa Bay. Does anyone trust Bryce Young? I like him. Canales has done a great job. A lot of questions remain. Tampa Bay, fall apart when you lose your offensive coordinator. Defensive head coach can't figure out that side of the ball. And that is a huge reason why I think Aaron Rodgers has helped mask some of the problem. But Arthur Smith is not a great offensive mind. He's had games. He's had some moments. But when it's all put together, I don't think our opinion of Arthur Smith has really changed that much and thinking, wow, he's really schemed this up well. Arthur Smith really knows what he's doing. The entire playoff picture, that's the common denominator. Those are the teams that have clinched. Those are the teams that pretty much know where they're going to be if they're winning their division. And the teams that don't, the Panthers and Bucks, the Steelers and Ravens, have a lot of the same problems. Questions at coach, questions at quarterback, or questions everywhere. That's the common denominator. That's the common denominator. Here is Ron in Monongahela. What's up, Ron?
I've been waiting all weekend to talk to you guys because I'm losing my head on how people can really praise Mike Tomlin when he's lost four straight Cleveland home games.
Yeah, I think that was a pretty damning argument against Mike Tomlin there, Ron, huh?
Against Cleveland.
Yeah.
We're talking about a team that the media, you guys, all my friends go, they stink. They stink. Well, we've lost four straight times in Cleveland. And if you look at the numbers between him and Tower, Tower had a .631 winning percentage without Ben. Guess what Mike Tomlin's is?
It's like right around 500.
.554.
Yeah.
Okay, with Ben, Tower was at .708. Tomlin's at .668. So answer this. How does people think that this guy's a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame?
Well, because of what he did. Okay, let me ask you this then, Ron. Look what Bill Belichick did with Tom Brady after all those years, and then what happened when Tom Brady left. Should you throw a bunch of shade at Bill Belichick and think he should not be in the Hall of Fame because he had Tom Brady, he had the luxury of that, and he got the best out of Tom Brady? Like how Mike Tomlin got the best out of Ben in some moments?
Do you really think that's a fair argument with Belichick winning six Super Bowls?
It's not the same argument, but I think it works, and I appreciate the call, in a lot of the same retrospect. Here is our guy, Robin West Mifflin. We're up against it before we get to the Tomlin press conference, but what's going on, Rob?
City Livers, man. I was going to let you off the hook, man, but you was going in, man.
Rob, I know you're a big Tomlin defender.
It ain't about defending Tomlin. It's about the AFC is wide open, man. You named all these dudes who have done nothing, man.
Well, I agree with that, though, Rob. Like, the AFC is wide open, but that doesn't take away from the argument. That doesn't make the argument untrue.
You know New England had the weakest schedule, man. You know when you finished in the bottom of you know New England had the weakest schedule this year?
Oh, Denver's schedule was very weak, too. This was the year where they played a bad Kansas City team and they beat up on the Raiders.
You're supposed to win when you got some weak schedules, man. Like, my whole thing is, this playoffs is a crapshoot. I've never seen a football year like this year, never, with these wins and all this, and never. Like it's a crapshoot. Anybody get in, it's one game and you're done.
Right, but I agree with that, Rob. But right now, if I was to power rank all the teams that are going to make the playoffs in the AFC, where would the Steelers rank for you? Because for me, they're like six or seven.
Guess what? You can put them last. But if they get in the dance, you got a chance, man. I don't know if you remember years ago, Danny Manning and the Kansas City Jayhawks got in as a 15-19. They won their conference championship in basketball. Don't you know they won a national championship?
Yeah, but Rob, this isn't basketball.
I know, but what I'm saying is all you got to do is get in.
Right.
Like, we're naming all these teams None of these teams is going to blow you out the water.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate it, Rob. We got to get to the presser. Always good talking to you. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Be careful out there. Feels like temperature's right around 5 and it's snowing. But, look, I don't think that this is the Steelers of yesteryear being a wild card team and going all the way to the playoffs and pulling off stunning victories. They're not going to have to play like a Peyton Manning. They're not going to have that type of road. But right now, after what we saw and what some of that evidence is, this will make me feel confident. All right, Mike Tomlin press conference is up next. Austin Bechtold in for Pomp and Joe. We'll hear what the coach has to say in a moment.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.